there. Welcome to part two of your Pisces reading. I think what I'm going to do is handle Saturn and Sagittarius in one shorter recording, probably about 15, 20 minutes or so, and then continue on with additional sections that cover the additional transits. I have just enough time to do this now, and I want to make sure that I focus this one idea. If we take a step back from any contemporary transits or even past transits, and we just look at the structure of the zodiac, we find out something really special about Pisces. What we find out is that it has a lot of fiery energy accessible to it. Pisces is a water sign. In fact, it is the most watery water sign. But as you start to count out the houses around Pisces, very quickly you come to the second house of Pisces, being Aries, the one right after. That is a fire sign. And so as watery and, you know, visionary and artistic as you may be, Pisces through Aries is endowed with the let's go energy. It is endowed with the cosmic blessing of initiation in the form of the very sign of initiation, Aries, that is initiating, beginning, commencing in your house of self-esteem, the second house. What that says is you will be a happier person for being the person who starts things. Similarly, there's another fire sign called Sagittarius, and that is on your 10th house. Of all the houses in astrology, I would say the first house is clearly the most important house because it is the first house after all, but the 10th house, the one straight up, is very good contender for the other most important house. I won't even say second most important house. It is the other most important house, slightly less, necessary than one's own sign, one's own first house. And what we have there is Sagittarius on the 10th house. The 10th is the house that deals with authority, reputation, achievement, one's highest vocational or professional calling. It involves family, but it really involves the ways in which you transcend the limits that were imposed on you by your family. And when you put Sagittarius on that house, you line up that concept of the 10th house, reputation, achievement, drive, vocation, profession, with Sagittarius, you get a lot of mojo, because Sagittarius is, you might say, the most practically useful of the fire sign energies, and you can see that practical usage in the symbol of Sagittarius, which is either the hunter with the bow and arrow or the centaur with the bow and arrow. That bow and arrow means many things, but the most significant thing that it means is the ability to focus on a goal, whether that goal is described by the centaur in the earlier versions of Sagittarius or by the hunter in the more recent versions of the stories of Sagittarius, or depending on what one's preference is, it remains the same. The bow and arrow is about aiming toward the mark. And so once you can kind of get past the prevailing mythology of Pisces that casts you as the dreamy type and the artist type and the lush and all these things, the person who's only introspective and only wants sensuality, blah, 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 well, we find out something that is pretty darn meaningful. And that is that when we look in your solar chart for where you are likely to seek achievement, we find out that you have a sign very neatly associated with achievement combined with your 10th house. And this means you're a person who can set goals and meet them. You are a person who can get things done. And it is an encouragement to aim high, to look at your plans and revise them upwardly, if in steps or modestly, but to set your goal a little higher, at least than you think you can attain. Many people are comfortable setting a lower goal because they know they'll make that goal for settling in some way. But with Sagittarius on the 10th house, the inherent story of your life is aim higher than you think you can go. Now we add something rather meaningful to Sagittarius. That is Saturn in Sagittarius, a somewhat, if not long-term, for example, like Neptune, medium-term visitor to your 10th house. And Saturn is what you might think of as the practical taskmaster. Saturn is about discipline. It is also about the discipline to change and to make progress. It is about the discipline to make stable. Saturn works both ends of that polarity. Saturn is able to manifest change when necessary, and Saturn is able to make stable when necessary. And you now have, for the next 3 years, the gift of Saturn in your 10th house. Barbara Handclough once described Saturn in the 10th as the Midas touch. That may be. I would be a bit more modest in describing it, which is to say that I would suggest it is the thing that is encouraging you to set tangible, concrete goals, to meet those goals, and then to set the next goal and to meet that goal. Saturn and Sagittarius can have a little bit of maybe not exactly compatible, but the place where they are compatible is they can both be potently directed at what you want to do and what you need to do. And no matter how you look at this, Saturn through your 10th house, through fire sign, through Sagittarius, is an invitation to accomplish great things. It is an invitation, as I suggested in the last section, to go beyond idealism and to impose a kind of disciplined practicality onto that idealism. Saturn is all about getting real, and you get to decide what you're going to get real about, though there is a major clue being offered by the 10th house, and that clue is about strongly hinting at being real about what you want and need and perhaps even feel destined to achieve. So again, we have something that might seem un-Pisces on one level, and yet really what it is the fulfillment of the total picture of Pisces, because the total picture of Pisces includes Sagittarius on your 10th house. It includes this aspect of your being that takes your own goals and objectives seriously. And if you've ever lived or lived a lot in a way that denies your goals, that denies your drive and your need to focus on objects and a kind of a warrior-like conquering energy, you may have resented that. And everyone's got their own story, and there are many people who go out of their way to set limits on us, but what Sagittarius is saying, get beyond your own story and get beyond the limits that others have set on your concept of what you have to achieve and make sure that you aim that arrow where you want to aim it. And Saturn is adding to that scenario the necessity to proceed methodically, to proceed in a way that is intentional and that is patient. And this story, of course, is told by the planets in your sign. For example, we have a lot of this methodical energy described in Chiron, in Pisces. And Chiron certainly delivers quite a bit of what Saturn promises, but when you get the two of them working together, you got something kind of special going on, and you do. And so here we are early in the Saturn and Sagittarius journey, and I am suggesting that you be very bold about what it is that you want to accomplish, and I would add whether or not you think it is possible. The thing that mediates possibility is adding a measure of specificity. So it might not be advisable to say, my goal is to save the world. But you might say that my goal is to start a nonprofit corporation that funds gardens in neighborhoods and makes gardening tools available, to set a high goal that is doable. And you might say, and I'm going to start with one neighborhood and I'm going to expand it to the entire city. And if that city works, if the city I live in works, I'm going to pick a second city and extend it to that city. Saturn also grants leadership, especially Saturn in the 10th. And so along with a number of other factors in your astrology, there is this calling to leadership. And along with other factors in your astrology, a calling to accountability, being held to account, which has the word count in it. Not Dracula, but counting. Well, that's kind of like the Sesame Street count. 1, 2, 3. Accounting in by numbers for what it is that you want to do. That means a plan. One of the best ways to get real in this world is to break down the money, to see what money needs to come in and where the money needs to go. And then part of what you do is devise a plan to make that money happen, to monetize what you are doing in some way. You might say that the wise use of money is the thing that separates fantasy from reality, because many things live on the line between fantasy and reality, but for money. And the qualification that must be put on the money is the intelligent and conscious use of money, which would extend to all resources. And so when you're thinking in terms of money, it's also important to think in terms of every other form of a resource. And remember that money just happens to be one form of easily convertible resources. Money is a form of energy that can be converted into almost any form of labor. But there are other forms of labor that exist as well that can be applied to the various situations in your life. And the thing that you want to do is make sure that your plan for manifesting your goals or ambitions or your drive includes many forms of resources, including all of your own resources and the resources of those people who are willing to participate with you, and other resources that you can commandeer in some way. To give an example, there are many, many resources that are available on the net, either for free or with a modest subscription. How many of them are used wisely? Well, I'll leave that for you to observe. But you have the option to use them wisely. And if you do a resources inventory in your life, which would include a talent inventory, and a talent inventory of those who are willing to help you, who you may find unusually willing to come on board as you exert and express and demonstrate leadership, a fantastic resource, because it is inspiring, it is focusing, it gives people something that they can focus on. And everyone has to take their turn at leadership, but now it is your time to take your turn at leadership and to get the benefits of that, as well as the many challenges, but the benefits are right there in the offing for you. Now, probably the most exciting and simultaneously challenging thing about Saturn in Sagittarius is that fairly early in its run, that would mean from, currently, because Neptune's got a super wide orb clear through 2016, Saturn and Neptune are going to be in a square aspect. Now, Saturn square Neptune, as does any square, puts the two energies into a relationship that is seeking a kind of reconciliation and demanding of action. And this is often a kind of an internal psychodrama that is happening. It is a sensation of an internal contradiction, or the impulse to resolve an internal contradiction. So let's go back to Neptune in early Pisces, which is fully stoking up your creativity and your idealism. It may also be stoking up a variety of other things, such as desire to escape, but there are so many factors countermining that that it is unlikely to have a hold for very long, one of which is Saturn. So with Neptune in Pisces, there is this ultra Pisces energy happening where you just simply must go all the way with this whole Pisces thing, whether that is all the way into the experience of art or all the way into the experience of music or all the way into idealism for a cause or a purpose or something like that. And at the same time, Saturn is coming through your 10th house of the highest achievements in your life, and it is calling you to make those ideals real. Now, ideals suffer in this world because they are so often crushed by by competitiveness and by various factors that just sort of can kill them or grind them to dust. And this is one of the reasons I'm saying live your ideals. Don't just have them. Live them. Pump them. Make them strong. And then comes the meeting with Saturn, where Saturn is going to make a series of three squares to Neptune. And it's as if it is squeezing the juice out of those ideals and taking them and pumping them up into, like, drawing them out of the ground like some resource and projecting them into the drive that you are feeling to achieve in practical and tangible ways. Saturn square Neptune can be a challenging aspect, but my feeling about this as it's manifesting in the charts of Pisces is that it is an urgent expression of the combined need to hold your ideals in a place where you can feel them, breathe them, see them, and live them out daily, and the simultaneous need to achieve and get things done and set goals and to deal with reconciling the two. Like anyone who accomplishes anything in truth actually has to do, right? You think of a movie director. You've got to think of the movie and get the script and the actors, and then you've got to fund the thing somehow. Maybe you've got a reputation with a movie studio and they swing you $50 million, but for most people, that's not the case. They've got to figure out how to put together the funding package and then combine all of those skills, all of those different ingredients into one achievement, which is making that movie. The truth is, if most people really knew the story of what it took to get anything done, they might be really discouraged and think that was impossible, or they might be really inspired and think, wow, this person managed to overcome and surmount major obstacles and being told that their idea was stupid 500 times before they actually were able to get through to someone where they made the point and the point was taken that this is a good idea, or having been told it was a stupid idea, endlessly decided to go and do it anyway. One little story I can share with you out of the history of Planet Waves is that there was, about 7 years ago, someone interested in investing a lot of money in Planet Waves, something around $500,000, which to me at that time was an unconscionable amount of money. And in order to prepare for that investment, we had to focus a business plan. And in that business plan, I set a number of goals for things that I intended to do at Planet Waves. And when the investment offer came through, and I was looking at the possibility of being able to basically draw down out of a bank account $500,000, and I saw that the agreement that the person wanted me to sign, what I was signing away, basically, I was very angry, and I chose to not take the money. And so I basically handed back $500,000 to someone who was interested in investing it into this very little company that you are taking advantage of the services of. And then what happened was, over the next 5 years, what I noticed was I had accomplished every single goal on my list of business plans, the biggest and most impressive of which was Planet Waves FM and many other things. And the one goal that we hadn't accomplished within 5 years, I am now well on the way to doing. And I'm doing it with pure persistence. I'm doing it with getting up one day at a time and coming back to that goal one day at a time. Doing it by selling one birthday reading at a time, putting that money back into the company. And that is what you might think of as the perpetual Saturn square Neptune aspect. That's what it feels like. It is the ability to just trek through the territory, to make things real, one brick at a time, one piece of equipment at a time, one day at a time. Saturn rewards that methodical persistence, and Neptune rewards that constant state of holding a vision, of being clear about that vision, which is challenging with Neptune. So it's about being committed to the ongoing process of clarity, to knowing what those goals that you have are, and to not worrying about initially when you set those goals what they are going to cost, but rather to make sure that they are the right goals for you, that they are what you actually want to do. And then using this very odd mojo of Saturn square Neptune, working the Saturn end of setting the goals and working the Neptune end of being a visionary and allowing yourself to have that ideal, and then going back to the Saturn end and saying, okay, what am I going to do on this day to make that goal real? And then back to the visioning end of Neptune in Pisces, where you say, okay, what is it I'm really doing here? What is it that I really want to do here? Okay, I've got that clear now. I've got that clear for today, for Monday, March 2nd. Okay, back to Saturn, back to I'm going to do this a little bit more and get this done. And then you just keep doing it. This is a pretty long-lasting aspect. It is going to be exact twice, three times total, once at the end of 2015, though all of 2015 is a warm-up. All of 2015 is saying there is something coming. There is this kind of squeeze point where you can blend these special ingredients in this perfect way, one day at a time. And with a square aspect, especially with a complex square, because in reality, Saturn in Sag is going to square all of these points in Pisces. It's going to make two additional squares to Nessus. It's going to make a total of three squares to Neptune, three squares to Chiron, three squares to Borsisi. There's going to be a lot of Saturn square Pisces elements in your chart. And all of those Pisces elements represent radical awakening, accountability, and visioning, never letting go of your vision, always keeping your mind on that vision. And then Saturn, one at a time, is going to come along and adjust and tweak and squeeze and drive and move heaven and earth. And really, I see the presence of Saturn as being less about indicating effort and more about indicating points of leverage. And so one kind of implied message of this transit is to be mindful of those points of leverage, of those points where you have the ability to, you have a choice between like maybe doing a third of the job, or you actually can get half the job done. Get half the job done. You can then say, okay, I've got half the job done. I can do the other half of the job. So again, highlighting a very special time. Among the many reasons I could say, well, Saturn in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces, there's some reason for concern about that. But then there's an influence that says, Neptune in Pisces, this is something that is being strongly supported, strongly supported by the presence of Chiron and Centaur Nessus and Borysici, making sure that you know that you are believing your personal truth and you do not allow the power of belief to affect anything but your devoted personal truth. And Saturn in Sagittarius saying, okay, now it is time to be this visionary artist in the most practical, goal-oriented, driven way, step by step, recognizing there might be many steps and recognizing that anything that has ever been accomplished that was worthwhile took many steps. And the chances are there were a good few douchebags out there who said, that's impossible, you'll never do it. And the thing to do is just to say, all right, you're entitled to your opinion and I'm getting back to work. Frankly, I don't know if I can do it, but I'm sure going to make sure I give it my best effort. Give myself quite a pep talk here. All right. I'm going to take a little breather and in the next section, which they never really come out short, I'm going to look at the activity in Virgo and recap the Uranus-Pluto square. All right. Catch you in a digital instant.